Good morning, fellow redeemed. On this Holy Week, as we celebrate our Lord's suffering, passion, and death and meditate on it, we remember one of the great events being the Lord instituting the Lord's Supper. We now meditate on that by hearing the words recorded by St. Matthew in the 26th chapter of the Gospel, beginning at the 26th verse. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples. He said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." We pray. O Lord, sanctify us by the truth, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. You may be seated. Does the phrase, "what you see is what you get," always apply to the food that we eat? For example, if you wake up in the morning and you want to pour yourself a big old bowl of Frosted Flakes, you expect to tip the box and there find these sugary-coated flakes that you're going to put milk on. However, I recently grabbed a box of them and then I looked at the ingredients and here's what it contains. Milled corn, sugar, malt flavoring, high fructose corn syrup, salt, sodium ascorbate, ascorbic acid, and then it lists a bunch of minerals and vitamins that I have struggle pronouncing. So the point is, there's a lot more going on, and we're getting much more than what we can see when we pour that bowl of Frosted Flakes. It was Maundy Thursday evening, and Jesus was celebrating the Passover with his disciples. And part of the menu for the Passover called for unleavened bread and wine. And up to this point, that's all that was there. It was unleavened bread and wine. But that was about to change. Once Jesus had got the attention of his disciples, he instituted a new meal. He instituted a new supper, not just for the disciples there in that room, but for his followers of all time. Jesus took the bread, which looked like plain old unleavened bread, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then he took the cup of wine, which looked like any other cup of wine, and he said, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament." Now notice Jesus doesn't say that it represents or symbolizes his body in blood. He doesn't here say that it transforms into his body in blood. Jesus used the very simple and clear word, "is." The ingredients Jesus put, as Luther says, in, with, and under the bread and wine would be the same very body in blood that he would sacrifice the next day on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the entire world. In this meal, Jesus gives us his real body and his real blood. In other words, what he's saying here is, what you can't see is also what you get. But why did Jesus institute this supper? Why do you eat food every day? Because we eat every day so that our minds and our bodies stay healthy and strong. If we don't eat regularly, what happens? Our bodies, minds, they become weak, and eventually our lives can be shortened from it. And so we eat every day so that we stay healthy and strong. And then, if you want help eating correctly, where do you go for help? If you want to know what food is healthful, do you go find that couch potato who lives on junk food? Or do you go to the nutritionist who works at the health spa? Answer's kind of obvious, isn't it? Well, again, when it comes to our soul, our faith, it needs food to nourish it. And so who do you and I go to find out that proper nourishment? We go to the one who fed his disciples on Maundy Thursday. Jesus gives us, in this meal, the healthiest food there is for our soul, because it makes us right with God. It brings us back to God. We need this food because you and I, we've turned our back on God. We walk away from Him time and time again. And we do that every single day in what we think and in what we do and in what we say. But see, the meal that Jesus offers us at His table brings us to God. He tells us that when He says, "A drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Remember, a last will and testament provides for the distribution of goods after somebody has died. And so the agreement that Jesus worked out with God the Father is this: God the Father willingly forgives you and me every one of our sins, because in return, He has chosen to punish His sinless Son in our place. And so then Jesus agreed then to offer up His perfect life and to shed His blood on the cross. And in return, you and I, we inherit forgiveness and eternal life. That's what our souls need in order to live. They need forgiveness. That is why Jesus instituted this meal. And when we go up to that table, like many of us will this Thursday, the only thing Jesus wants us to bring with us is our sin and our guilt. As you and I go through a life in a sinful world in which there are many hardships, there's many struggles, we don't know what each day is going to bring us, we don't know if that day may be our last. What greater blessing is there then to know that every one of your sins has been forgiven by the blood of Jesus? What greater comfort is there in your daily life than to know that you are God's child by the blood of Jesus? What greater hope and comfort do you have than to know that right now you already have a place in eternity because Jesus lived and died for you? There's nothing greater than that. And see, that's the blessing that Jesus offers to you every time you come to His table. Don't close your eyes or your ears or your heart off to that invitation of Jesus, but rather take Him up on that invitation regularly, especially this Thursday, and have Him personally say to you, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And then depart. Depart with the peace of knowing that no matter what you've done wrong, it has been forgiven. That you do have nourishment for your soul and that you have salvation. Amen.